Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for his mercies. We thank God for his loving kindness. We bless the name of the Lord for what he has done in our lives and what he will continue to do. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Thank him for his mercy. Today is the seventh day of the month of July, year 2022. I want you to appreciate the King of Glory. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to worship the Lord. Almighty God is faithful. Our God is great. Our God is superb. Our God is excellent. Bless the name of the Lord and worship him. Thank him, thank him. In Jesus' name we pray. This is High Voltage Prayer Program. We bless God for giving us opportunity to participate in this program. We appreciate the mercy of God upon our lives, and we pray that God will continue to show us favor. Wherever you are, just take any song of praises and bless the Lord with it. Appreciate the Lord with it and give God the glory. He is worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. My Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. In this prayer meeting, I want you to get ready. As soon as you begin to pray now, the angel of the Lord will move closer to you wherever you are. And instantly, God shall begin to give you answers to your prayers. Open your mouth and say, Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your mercy upon my life in Jesus' name. Pray, say, Lord, I thank you for fighting my battle in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for fighting my battle in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for fighting my battle. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for fighting my battle. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every darkness over my life, clear away now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness over my life, clear away now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness over my life, clear away now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness over my life, clear away now. In Jesus' name we pray. Say the rod of the wicked, you will not rest upon my life in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked, you will not rest upon my life in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked, you will not rest upon my life in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked, you will not rest upon my life in Jesus' name. We pray, say, agent of darkness monitoring my life, go blind in the name of Jesus. Agent of darkness monitoring my life, go blind in the name of Jesus. Agent of darkness monitoring my life, go blind in the name of Jesus. Agent of darkness monitoring my life, go blind in the name of Jesus. Agent of darkness monitoring my life, go blind in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I fire back every arrow of witchcraft fired against me and my family in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of witchcraft fired against me and my family in the name of Jesus. I fire back every arrow of witchcraft fired against me and my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, these three prayer points must be prayed very well. Say, my virtues buried in my Father's house be exhumed by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtue buried in my Father's house be exhumed by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues buried in my Father's house be exhumed by fire in the name of Jesus. My virtues buried in my Father's house be exhumed by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. This is number two. Say, evil power operating in my Father's house, release me entire in the name of Jesus. Evil power operating in my Father's house, release me entire in the name of Jesus. Evil powers operating in my Father's house, release me entire, release me entire in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, oh God, arise. Deliver me from the captivity
of my family house in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from the captivity of my family house in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from the captivity of my family house in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver me from the captivity of my family house in Jesus' name we pray. And that is wonderful. Seven people has received deliverance immediately. Seven people have received deliverance. Seven of them have received deliverance. Thank you, Father. Aha. Bring out your bottle of oil. And if you don't, I'll get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we bless you because you are God. You are the one that have provided this. We pray that the oil and the water will carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They will carry the yoke-breaking anointing. The oil and the water shall be anointed with power, with fire, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now take the oil or the water and drink a little. Now pray very well like this. Say, every poison hiding in my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every poison hiding in my body, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. If you rub it on your chest, rub it on your stomach. And say this one very well. Say, evil arrow in my body, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow in my body, go back, go back, go back, go back in Jesus' name. Pray, touch any area of your body that is not functioning very well with that oil. Lord, I decree that the power of the Holy Ghost shall move into that portion. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow your life, and anything that is not of God shall be cut off in Jesus' name. Pray, rub it there, rub it over there. Thank you, Father. Aha. I want to pray on certificate now. You can bring your certificate out if you have. Certificate, any certificate that you know the enemy has placed bewitchment upon, that it has not been working for you. Lord, I present this certificate before you. Let your power overshadow the certificate. Let the blood of Jesus cover the certificate. Let all the bewitching power over the certificate be broken to pieces. And let the power of God come upon the certificate. From now, your certificate shall bring testimony, shall bring result. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Aha. I pray that the hand of the Lord shall rest upon your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, we've been talking on holy violence against foundational dreams. Holy violence against foundational dreams. Violence is accepted. Spiritual violence is accepted in the realm of the spirit. That is why the Bible says, right from the days of the John the Baptist until present time, the kingdom of darkness suffered violence, and the violent men taketh it by force. Right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God endured assault, violent assault, and violent men seize it by force. So, if you want to get what belongs to you, you want heaven to cooperate with your prayers, you must do it aggressively, because it must be collected by force. It must be collected by force. I am praying for someone that every good thing stolen from your life, it shall be withdrawn from the hand of your enemy, and it shall come to your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. With violent and confident in the Lord, the power of God will bring in mighty testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. All that the enemy has taken from you, with violent prayers, with violent faith, you will possess everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I speak to you. Take back what the enemy has stolen from your hand. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Like I told you, there are foundational dreams that reveal the battle you are going through. There are foundational dreams that give you X-ray of what had been done even before you were born. These kind of dreams must not be joked with. Because this kind of dream reveals things to you about your life, about your foundation, and about the battle you are passing through. What are these kind of dreams? I think I've given you a few of them. Let me see whether I can still get them over. Number one, dreaming seeing yourself back in the village and is becoming constant. Number two, when you begin to see yourself regularly in the house you live with your sibling as you are growing up, and it's becoming a regular thing, it's showing you that something was done to your destiny in that location that you must pray about. Very important. Number three, when you begin to see a mad fellow pursuing you regularly, either to rape you or to do you harm. Four, constant sex in the dream. Five, see yourself in your father's house. Now, I've tried to mix it up, but I've just seen the same point. And six, when you see yourself beside a Roku tree and it's becoming regular, like a constant thing. See yourself in the river. See yourself playing with fishes. These are signs that the battle you are facing is from foundation. When you see that you are searching for your placenta yourself in a dream, it's a revelation that that battle is from its foundation. Beloved, immediately you begin to have all these kind of dreams, there are prayers you must pray. This prayer will open up everything to you and reveal it to you deeply. Thank you, Father. Now get ready as we pray. Confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to open up your understanding and help you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take this prayer we are going to pray now very well. And you may need to go back to through this prayer again because they are going to help you. Say, foundational strong man assigned to monitor my life. In the name of Jesus, foundational strong man assigned to monitor my life. In Jesus' name we pray. That is number one. Number two, say, evil power of my place of birth assigned to make life miserable for to me. Evil power of my place of birth assigned to make life miserable for me. In the name of Jesus. Evil power of my place of birth assigned to make life miserable for me. Dear. In the name of evil power of my place of birth assigned to make life miserable for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray this one very well. Say, the house I live when I was a child that has caged my glory, release it in the name of Jesus. The house I live when I was a child that has caged my glory, release it in the name of Jesus. Yes, something is happening as that sister is praying. Oh, that sister prayed very well. Say, Holy Ghost fire, visit my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, visit my foundation and deliver me. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, visit my foundation and deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you right now that the hand of the Lord shall go down to the root of your life and set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I command the wickedness of your foundation to disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Say this one. Say, every evil covenant made by my parents that is drawing me backward, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant made by my parents that is drawing me backward, break in Jesus' name. Pray, generational curses, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Generational curses, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Generational curses, release my destiny in Jesus' name. We pray. I decree to your life now that the yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken. The power of God shall move you forward in Jesus' name. We pray. I bless that woman. Hear the word of the Lord. Be blessed with the fruit of the womb in the name of Jesus Christ. That other sister there, hear the word of the Lord. That I decree marital settlement into your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that brother right away. May God send destiny helper to you. May your business move up. I pray for that woman. Yes, hear the word of the Lord. Every sickness in your body, sickness in the body of your husband, shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. There's somebody that is positioned by God now to collect his permanent resident document. I pray that right now, that sister, that brother, collect it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Beloved, God has done mighty work here. And I pray that the God Almighty will continue with you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray the Lord will continue to fight for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, don't forget that God still works wonders. You have testimony to share? Send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue in Fextac Town. Aha. And our international headquarters at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, right behind second gate of Unilag and 10 minutes drive from King's College. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget, take your time out and praise God. Amen.